It's the one true hope. Back again. Just me and Ollie. You know, it's been a weird week. Tough one for your boy, but we back. And that's what matters most. Gotta persevere through the hard times. Gotta show out for your brothers. Gotta keep rolling through. No matter what. And that's why we always give shout-outs to our brothers. First off, House Enterprise, Tondo, Jake Zim, shout-out to Joshy Pods, Gilly, shout-out to fucking my brother, G-Baby, shout-out to my man, James Murph, shout-out to anybody else who listens to this fucking podcast. If you're still listening, God bless your soul. I pray for you. I pray for all of us in these dark times coming up. Happening now. Red Sox gonna be terrible. What up? Alright, that's me. Time to hear Ollie. Let's go. One true host returns.
Oh, welcome back to Small State Big Takes. This is episode 276, I think. We had a week off. Opening take for Stephen O. Scott. What do you got?
Yo, yo, yo. What the fuck is good? It's just me and you, Ollie. And you know what? I never thought that this might happen again, but here we are. Just two bros rattling off some bullshit. I missed you, bro, while you were gone. It's been a wacky couple weeks for me, but you know what? You always got the homies. You're fucking battling through this. It's like the flu game for you, and you didn't even yeah. Say it. No one even can tell yet. I just fucking ratted on you. It's true. How you feeling, bro? How you feeling?
Yeah, you could chalk this up as one of the many flu games I've put on for this podcast, but we won't go there. Yeah, week off last week for the boys. I was in Florida, a little vacay. Much needed, personally.
Bro, tell the people who you met.
Oh, yeah. So I flew into Fort Myers. I didn't really plan it out to be like the same time around where spring training's almost kind of started. It was just like Valentine's Day week, blah, blah, blah. We'll go there. Haven't been on vacation since before COVID, so whatever. But at the airport, layover. Where was the layover? Atlanta. Just waiting to get on the next plane. Corner of my eye, see a guy. I'm like, that's Jason Varitek.
God damn.
And I was like, it's him, right? Like, so I analyzed the situation. He was eating his Wendy's, his breakfast, because it was like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
Wendy's breakfast. Sitting down. I was like, you can't go up to a guy eating his breakfast, sitting on the ground all by himself. That's weird as shit.
So he was alone.
He was, yeah, solo dolo. So
respect.
I said, all right. And I did text you. I was like, guys, like, I'm like 90% sure this is Jason Varitek. And then eventually mustered up the balls. Once he got up and we were going to go board, actually, he definitely knew I was on to him.
Yeah.
Because he got up. I was like, all right, this is time to shine. He looked over at me. I looked over at him. He gave me a little wink and a nod. I'm like, yeah, all right. So he's definitely on to me.
That's
so but
cool.
I still got to fucking do it. Grabbed the quick picture, said good luck. And probably the most nervous I've ever been, honestly. No exaggeration. I've done a lot of things worth being nervous for, but that, honestly, I think that was the most nervous I've ever been.
I can imagine. I was trying to put myself in your shoes. I was trying to hype you up from afar because – It's nerve-wracking to approach someone that means that much to you. That
Jason Varitek, like legit childhood hero for many of us in this region,
and like long term, like he's a staple of our childhood.
That's what I mean. Yeah. We've talked about him. Like, how would you feel about him being the next manager of the Boston Red Sox? And you're like, I don't think I want to, because I don't want to have him. Like, I don't want to have a reason to think of him negatively if it doesn't end well. Like,
yeah.
That's how much he means to a lot of people around here. So, yeah, I don't know. That was a tough one. And I was like, if I let him just walk away and don't do anything, I'm like, I'm gonna think about that maybe
Forever.
forever, like actually forever.
I'm proud of you.
So I said, fuck it, dude. What's the worst that can happen? He says, like, I don't want to take a picture, be like, all right, whatever. Like, I can live with that.
No doubt. That's real. I think that's really cool. And you know what? He knows it's coming. You know? You know,
Yeah,
he
he's
knows.
in Atlanta. You know what's crazy about that too? It's just like I might have been the only person there that recognized him.
And you didn't bother
That's
him, Beth. You know, you didn't bust his balls or, you know, tried to be
it
a,
is
like, say
so
anything to him, you know?
yeah, like yeah, Hannah has no idea who he is. She, zero clue. Because I just left the conversation we were having to go do that. I'm like, yeah, sorry, I had to do that.
Was she impressed?
She had no idea what was going, she had no idea who he is. I said who he is. She is like, I don't know who that is. What sport does he play? I had to explain everything to her. Not a sports gal. And that's okay.
That's
You
fine.
know, that's f totally fine.
That's
But
pretty cool,
yeah,
though.
big moment. My parents were seemed I showed it to my parents. They were really pumped too. Yeah, that was a big moment. But and then I was just in Naples for a few days and it was awesome. Another quick story. We flew our connecting flight on the way back was in Detroit. It got overnighted.
Oh.
So that fucking sucked.
So you stayed overnight with Eminem in his
Yeah, basically.
shit, bro. How was so do you left the airport,
I
right?
did. I was not excited about it at
Oh.
all.
So what happened? The moment that you figure that out, like was it like uh-oh, now I have to
I
get my
was
shit.
like, yeah, well, I was, it's like I'm not leaving this airport. I'm in Detroit. Like, coming, you know, I'm staying here all night. And then I thought about it a little bit more, found a hotel that had a shuttle. So at least it was just like shuttle A to B. All right, it's only a mile away. But then the hotel that I picked, because yeah, they gave you a bunch of hotels to choose from for like a voucher or whatever, right?
Oh,
So
they pay you? They pay it for you?
oh yeah, they paid for
Oh,
that.
that's good.
So at least that part was good, but still it's just like I guess I should have done it. Took like 5 more minutes to do a little bit more research because the hotel I stayed at was awful.
What was it? A fucking Best Western?
No, I don't even remember the name of it. It was like Wingate or something like that. Wyndham at Wingate or Wingate at Wyndham or something
At
like
Motel
that.
6, Motel fucking.
And like I got into the lobby, I was like, all right, like this is fucking hard. Like, all right, I can fuck with this. So it's just one night, and then you get into the elevator, just reeks of cigarettes. You go up to the
Oh.
room, and it's like the room key doesn't work. I open the door, it's
Oh.
just like the mat, it's like a freaking air mattress, and it's like, God
Oh.
damn,
Cockroaches on the
this
floor.
sucks. Oh, there was
Murder
a thing.
scene.
Oh, there was a thing on Yelp of bed bugs like
Oh, come
7 weeks
on.
ago too. It's just like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Oh, no.
So but
Hey.
Florida was awesome. Josh, I'm jealous. He gets to spend all his winters there. That definitely is fucking sick. It's nice.
Dude, respect to Florida. Respect to all the Floridians out there. You know? Shout out to
Yeah.
Joshy. I'm proud of
Yeah.
you. But, you know. The takeaway from the Veritech story, though, you know, Ollie, you come a long way. I remember when we were at Red Sox Winter Weekend and there was Carrabba standing there. I'm like, come on, Ollie, let's go. And then it was just your
Yeah.
boy. No offense. But
Yeah.
then now, dude, you're Veritech is 10 times scarier. Fucking,
Yeah.
that's big
At an
balls.
airport too, like not like an event that's like a social gathering.
Right.
Although you and I did get a picture with Jeff Passan together. That was pretty
That was
badass.
cool. That was cool.
That was cool. He seems like just a very genuinely cool dude.
Look like at just an average man,
Yeah.
just a man. I
Shorter
think,
than I thought.
yeah, that's true. Isn't it funny though how like people are just people,
They're
like
just people
it's just
most of the
fucking
time.
person. Yeah,
Yeah.
we may know more about certain people because we care about things that they
Yeah.
did, but like they're just human beings too.
Right, like it when you think about it like that too, you're just like they're just fucking people. Like, all right, big deal. I'm a person too.
Dude. I'd kind of almost want to be famous just to have people approach me. I would love that if people were
Yeah.
nice. I would try to be nice to people and be like so they could remember there's a decent celebrity interaction in their life.
You know, like the most famous person that handles that well, I think, is Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He handles that very, very well, from what I've seen. It's just like,
That
I know
level
you
of
got,
fame.
right, exactly. Like, he's one of the most famous people in the whole fucking world. And it's just like, hey, I know you guys got a job to do, but like, can you just let me go get a coffee, please?
I know he's very likable with his interactions with fucking people that are up his ass.
Yeah, dude,
I guess
Justin
too
Bieber
far.
had he had a definite like a 'cause when he came onto the scene, I was in like middle school, right? And he was like the little Ryan Sheckler ass, flicky hair pop star that all the teenage girls were obsessed with, right? And then he's like, "Oh, wait, like I don't think I realized probably at that time that he was actually very, very talented, but maybe that the talent didn't come until he actually grew up. I don't know."
Yeah, I was a big time Bieber hater for a
Yeah,
long. Oh.
I think if you're around Justin Bieber's age and you're a male, you've
Yeah.
probably done a Justin Bieber 180 in your time,
100%.
in your lifetime.
Yeah, because you think about like the early days, girls our age were all loving him, setting the standard for us. You know,
Yeah.
like you and I weren't growing
And he had a
fucking.
baby voice. Like, it is what it is. He was 13, 14 years old making pop hits. Like, he's obviously going to have a baby voice. So,
But the thing that always bothered me about that was like we were the same age. Like we are the same age, or I am. I'm fucking 30, he's 30. I remember like being like 15 in high school. Bieber was pretty famous, seemed like 16, and his voice was still that baby voice. And
yeah.
I didn't think my voice, of course, like age appropriate. It was not age appropriate. And these girls loved him our age. It was very frustrating.
Yeah, it was.
But the redemption arc was crazy. Like he went through the hard times. He
Yes, he did.
got all tatted, smoking weed, doing bad shit, and then you started to
Had
sympathize a
a
little bit.
nasty breakup,
Yep, the
recovered. I
breakup.
don't know if it was nasty, but like public breakup,
Imagine that.
recovered.
Imagine
Yeah.
having to like this guy's feeling real feelings and people hating on him from afar. Like, damn, dude.
Yeah, it's tough. Oh, excuse me. Redemption arc though. Yeah, that's a good one.
We should do like top five redemption arcs. You know why we should do that too? Because on Twitter, there's been a undercurrent for Brittany Mahomes that she's been redeemed.
No.
Not for me. Not
No,
yeah.
no, no,
No.
no.
Like
I
what? Who's
agree.
saying that? People are really saying that. And also, I think I need to get offline. That's what I figured out.
I'm trying to think of other redemption arcs off the top of my head, but nothing's coming to mind really.
I know when I was younger, Tyler the Creator. I disliked him when he first came up, and then he became one of my favorite rappers. Anti would be Logic for me. Sorry, Josh. Like opposite. I liked him, and then he went, "What? Now, yeah, nah, I'm sick of this."
See, when I think of that, I think like Leonardo DiCaprio used to really like, and then the older I got, the kind of creepier he got.
Yeah, he's dark. He's a dark guy. It's
I
fun
like
to
very
learn.
still he's still a very good actor, but like there's something there.
Something's up.
Something's up, yeah.
I'm glad you see that too.
Yeah.
Still love him. Still love most of his movies, but now, ew, I'm all set. Like
It's just it's very telling. Like his girlfriend hits 25 and he hits she's gone. It's just
yeah.
like ass you
It's
gotta
almost like
you, buddy, you're in your mid-40s now. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Like it is creepy, but also it's kind of like selfish because it's like, dude,
Yeah.
you're not like a fucking young dude. It's almost
Right, you're
it's like those dudes in high school that would steal like the pretty freshman. It's like, dude, you're a creep when you're a
Yeah,
senior.
dude, you're a senior. What are you doing?
Like everybody knows. What do
Yeah.
you're weird. You're a weirdo.
It senior to freshman was a weird
Senior freshman.
it was that thing where everybody was like, is it weird? And then you're like, yeah, it
It's
that's
weird.
the that yeah, that's weird.
Those guys were, and it was very telling always, because those guys always were like a little like sus. Even now, as adults, it's like, ooh, you're, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like the two grades, all right, like yeah, we can
Two grades is fine.
Yeah. But like especially it's like the older freshman, like He's driving in October of his freshman year, of his senior
See,
year.
yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, what are
She's
we
like
doing here?
13, 14. It's like, oh, dude, you're
Yeah,
weird,
she's
bro.
14 years old playing soccer. Like, that's how you met her. What are,
Ew.
something's up here.
I can think of a few dudes that I'm
Yeah,
describing. Yeah.
we can, they can remain unnamed, but
Yeah. Oh
yeah.
yeah. But yo, shout out to them for being weird. You know. Hope they righted that ship over time. You know. God bless. Shout out to Leonardo DiCaprio. So anyway, so how you feeling about? I was you can continue that by. I was just on Twitter before this, and I was just reading about Rafael Devers talking shit about Red Sox ownership, and I respect him. Finally, I did not think that this day would come so soon that he would speak up and be the big leader. But if this is what he's doing now, then hell yeah! Like, dude, we need somebody to be a vocal leader. As we see Story doing that shit too, hell yeah! But like, Devers, about time,
Dude,
man.
it's crazy that it's gotten to the point where one of the owners in Sam Kennedy, if that's what you want to call him, whatever his title is,
He's like CEO or something.
yeah, whatever. Him, fans, people that don't like the Red Sox, former players, current players, reporters, are all on the same page that it's fucking embarrassing that they're not doing anything.
Everybody.
Everybody is basically in a unanimous agreement that John Henry pocket pinching, whatever you want to call it, is fucking pathetic and sad. You know what? Like, Yankee fans just sit there and eat their popcorn and fucking laugh at what's going on over here. For the first time in a long time, the Red Sox are basically a non-threat to do better than the Yankees, I think. Like, and
Yeah.
both sides know that.
It's sick. It's
That's,
the sad feeling.
yeah, it really fucking sucks. Now, they could surprise us. Like, they could be hungry. They could win 82 games. The Yankees could be very disappointing. At the end of the day, it's just like, even if, the Red Sox app ceiling is like 82 games this season,
Yeah.
as it currently stands. Also, as it currently stands, spring training starts in like 2 or 3 days.
Kenley Jansen's on the brink of being traded. You know what, dude? I was thinking this Red Sox team reminds me of the I think the 2015 or 2016 Yankees, the team with Carlos Beltran, the last season of him, Aroldis Chapman's first tenure when they traded him. It's 2016 because the Cubs won the World Series and Chapman won. So, but it was that it's that team. I really hope that this is that team for the Red Sox because, dude, like, there's nothing redeemable about this roster really, except Devers, I guess. You know,
I
we
mean,
put.
they've got a lot of intrigue, right? Like, yeah, you've got Devers, great. Yeah, you've got Tristan Casas, that's exciting. Oh, they've talked about extending him? Nothing has come up. Awesome. Great, another great move. Jarren Duran coming off a great year. Is he going to be able to do that again? It sounds like he's going to be all mic'd up all season. Oh, they are on a Netflix show. That's
Yeah.
so cool. They have how many exciting people to feature? We've talked about that. Like, if you guys are going to suck, at least give us some like swag and some dog out. Excuse me, some dog out there. Like, they've got no dog. Maybe Jarren Duran will turn into that guy that's like cocky and got some dog. Maybe Tyler O'Neill has some personality. Like, I don't know, but
I
they
bet
need
it'll
some
happen.
type. They need something. I mean, I'm gonna watch it anyways because it's the Red Sox. I would watch it no matter what baseball team it was. So let me put that out there first. Like the PGA does with the golf show. I'm gonna watch it no matter what. This could have been the fucking Royals. I'd watch it. No questions asked, because it's baseball. We're baseball sickos. Behind the scenes stuff, I'm a sucker for.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that. But
I
man,
think that Ollie, I think that this is the most wide open that the Red Sox have ever been in terms of like this is not Poppy's team. This is not Pedroia's team. This is not JD's, Mookie's, Xander. It's nobody's team right now. In my opinion, maybe Devers' team, I guess, or Cassis, but this team is wide the fuck open. Whoever wants to claim it, it's on
Yeah.
them. It's time. And Devers got to step up. It's got to be his team. If
Yeah.
it's got to be Cassis' team, it's got to be fucking Vaughn Grissom. I don't give a fuck. Somebody's got to step
That's a
up.
good point.
There's no Chris Sale.
I was gonna say,
It's over. Like it's over. It's over.
Sale's gone,
Yeah.
Xander's gone, JD's gone.
The past is over.
All
This
those
is a
guys
clean.
that you thought were gonna step into that role of team leader, if that's what you want to call it,
Yeah, it's a hard
they're gone.
reset. It's like if you wiped your fucking hard drive. Like that's how it's like. That's it. Like okay, now what? Now we got a bunch of dudes that maybe I don't know. Like Durant could be. I don't know.
It
Somebody's got
could
to be a
be.
fucking G here.
They got to be good though, and that's the problem is we just don't know who's going to be good besides Devers.
Yeah. Even if they
And
signed somebody, even if they signed like Cody Bellinger right now, it's not gonna happen. But I'm just saying, if they did, would it be his team? I don't know.
I don't think he's that person. Now,
Right.
if they sign Blake Snell, it could be Blake Snell's team because he's a douchebag. He's a like he's got that swagger that he can come over and, first of all, handle the media in Boston, New York, wherever he ends up. He's gonna be able to handle the media and what they sling at him because that's just who he is. I think Blake Snell could come in and take over this team and set everybody straight. Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, he's got the personality of a traffic pole, so I don't see him coming over and taking a team, but he would definitely help them. He'd give them 3 to 4 extra wins this season, no doubt about it. They don't want to sign him. Whatever. Fine. It
Hold up, Ollie. I just noticed
good
you're wearing
point.
that Thunder sweatshirt. Holy
Yes.
shit. That's
Yeah.
awesome. That's awesome. Yo,
Yeah.
shout out to anybody that knows Oliver Martell lore. No
Yeah.
fucking way. Oliver's
Yeah.
wearing the fucking original Oklahoma City Thunder. No way. That thing's gotta be at
Yeah.
least fucking 12 years old. At
Oh,
least,
it's
if
more than
not more.
that. Well, we're in 2024.
Oh my God, Kevin Durant was
12,
in the
actually 12 years might be accurate. 12 to 13 years old, yeah.
That is aw that makes me so
Yeah.
happy that thing's still
It's
hanging.
Hannah's favorite sweatshirt.
It better be,
That's why you don't see me with it often, because she's usually got it on.
dude. If you care about Ollie, you know that that's a fucking
It
that's like the fucking that's like
is a
top of the
banger.
fucking attire. Fucking oh, that made
Oh
my
yeah,
fucking night. Let's go.
strutting through A Hall with the OKC
Yes, sir.
sweatshirt on.
Yes, sir.
Oh
Fresh off
yeah.
a fucking Gordon Green Little League game or whatever the fuck it was. What team are you on?
Little League, I was on Woodman C Insurance,
That's right.
and then I was on Perrault Farms.
What the fuck is Peralt Farms? Anybody ever know?
Couldn't tell you. Woodman C Insurance is right there, though.
Everybody knows Wind Machine Insurance. Richmond Police.
Yep.
But fucking, where the fuck's Peralt Farms, dude?
I don't know, man.
How about Atkinson Electric? They had some fucking nice logos.
It's they probably did have the coolest name out there.
Cool color profile and shit.
Yeah, like the dark blue with the
I was jealous of those uniforms.
those were good ones.
But dude, shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder Ollie era,
Yeah.
which continues on to this day.
Yeah. Gotta keep it going.
Yo, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Well, this me kind of just answered it though. How long do you keep a sweatshirt? Because I pretty much have like every sweatshirt that I've ever been given
Yeah.
still.
I honestly don't know if I get rid of them. I can't think of. I've got one from college it's a gray one that had a blue URI logo on it, but the blue URI, like the RAM, is faded off, so it literally just looks like a plain gray sweatshirt now. I've got an old Celtics one that goes back a long ways. Unless I lose them, like somehow I just like they just stay.
Same with
I'm
me.
always trying to get new hoodies. I love a good hoodie.
Hoodie season's cool. You know what? You just inspired me. I'm gonna go check out my hoodies after this.
Love a good hoodie.
I have so many Ohio State hoodies. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like my aunt gives it to me. The reason I have all this Ohio State shit is my aunt always hooks me up with it because my uncle went there. So I just have so much. But like, I have like three Ohio State sweatshirts that I really respect and I love. And to this day, I wore them all in high school. And they're still hanging tough. Like
Hell yeah.
they're still in my rotation.
I've even got a couple like t-shirts that have made it this far too.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? Oh my God. All
Yeah.
my t-shirts.
Not all of them, but I think I've got a couple that have made it with me this far. I don't think any shorts have. Yeah,
No.
mostly just hoodies, I think, have made it this far with me.
You know what? You know what I think though? I think that I hope it's not true, but I think we're a rare breed because we keep, just keep our shit. Because I think a lot of people just wipe out their fucking. That's a good poll to have. Like,
Well,
how often do you cycle out your shit? Because I don't. I just keep it. You know, if it's faithful to me.
I bet you people have younger siblings that they hand them off to
That's true.
growing up anyways, but like once you hit high school, you're not getting hand-me-downs anymore.
Right, you're all the same size.
Yeah, that shit's weird at that point if you're getting hand-me-downs in high school, right?
Yeah, I never had any.
Oh, I saw your older brother wearing that shirt. Get
Oh yeah.
stuffed in a locker for wearing hand-me-downs in high school.
Get your, yo, remember those days, the threat of that? You ever felt
Yeah,
threatened?
but like, no, I never did. And I don't think I strayed really towards one side or the other when it come to bullies or getting bullied. But we never had any of that shit.
We really didn't. We had a good
No.
fucking.
Like there were some
We had a good school. You know
there was
what, dude?
nobody there was nobody that like, at least to my knowledge, that like had something that legit. It was such a small school. Like, how, where are you gonna fucking hide and do that to someone? You know?
True.
I don't know. Maybe I was just oblivious to it, but I don't know.
Yeah, nobody's bullying anybody that bad, you know?
Not in our high school, anyways. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember a time. You ever get called the dean?
Actually, the only time I did was in middle school when it was your mother.
No shit.
Swear to God.
Did she let you off?
Yes.
All right, good. That's what I hear most of the time. Most of the time, people tell me that my mom was
Well,
good to her.
because there was just something stupid about the bus.
Remember, like getting in trouble for like that kind of shit? Like, damn, sorry,
Dude,
I don't know.
remember silent? Did you take the bus?
Yeah, I did. Silent bus rides.
Remember silent bus rides? How
Yeah. What did we do
that
wrong?
I to like not I,
You
that
couldn't
is
speak?
that I looked back on that a couple weeks ago actually, and I'm like, that is
Yeah, it's
that's
fucked up.
really bad.
And we whispered. Remember, you remember like whispering, like, hey, and the bus
Yeah.
driver couldn't hear you because. You're so far back, you know, the bus is loud. So you're like you're whispering like to the fucking other
Yeah,
kids and
yeah, yeah.
shit. Yeah, that was fucked up. I haven't thought about that in a while.
If
You're
there was
right.
any bullying, I bet bullying happened on the bus more than anywhere else.
Oh, dude, no doubt. Dude, I think that
Definitely.
my personality, like my ability to be able to talk a little bit of shit was groomed on the bus. 100%. Like I know kids in my
Yeah.
neighborhood, like because kids used to talk shit. Like I used to get people talk shit to me, and then once I turned around and figured out how to be rude back. It was game on. And now you got a whole crowd of shit talkers, you know? As long as you
Oh,
keep it
yeah.
fair too. You can't be saying insulting shit. You gotta just keep it like, you know, positive in a way.
Yeah. Keep
Like,
it
bro,
banter.
like your fucking hair's so long, Ollie. Like what's the difference? You just cut it off, you know? But if you're saying like it's ugly, that's different, you know? Or like if you know, you can't cross a line. That was the
Gotta know.
bus, you know? That's my bus fucking thoughts. How about you ever freestyle on the bus?
No, I couldn't freestyle. Instead, I would just sing like Nelly.
With no beat. It's
Well,
getting hot in here.
yeah, like I would be listening to it. So let everybody else hear it with me. See if they want to sing along, you know?
Remember those days? Dude,
I did that.
Nelly was listening to that was crazy.
Yeah,
Like you
in
were a
like eighth
G.
grade.
Yeah,
Yeah.
oh yeah.
Yeah, I was a gangster.
I wonder how that works for kids nowadays because everything's so readily available.
We also would fuck up some Mario Kart on the bus. Do you guys do that?
Nah. Just
Really?
Pokemon. Hey, yo, I want to tell you, I bought a pack of Pokemon cards today
Wow.
at Foxwoods at a there was a fucking like vending machine thing. You ever seen one of those? It had vending machines for
No.
baseball, Pokemon, and football, all that shit. I bought a starter pack like from the first 150 Pokemon.
Wow.
But you could buy expensive cards. You could buy a whole package. It was fucking nuts. Right in the
They do have one store that sells like the old shit too. In the mall. They had one box of like the old I don't know too much about Pokemon cards, but Josh would probably know this one of like the first, you know, like Gen 1, whatever it was, and it was selling for like thousands of dollars, the box of cards. It's like one pack is like $300 or something like that. Because if you pull the Charizard, then it's like 70 grand or something like that.
That's ridiculous, too. What's going on?
Dude, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
70 Gs? Come on.
Hey, man. If someone's willing to pay for it.
Oh, dude, speaking of which, I tell you about eBay. There was this Pedro Martinez Mets jersey I was thinking about buying.
Okay.
Thing. It was sick. It was like an original one, like a majestic one, but from that time period. So I was like, oh, dude, I gotta get it. It was $62. So I tried to fucking start him, like hit him low. Cause of course, you know, I put him for $50. I sent him. No, I'm sorry. $35. I would have gone to 50, but I was trying to fucking like go back and forth. This motherfucker sold it for like, I think he sold it for $52 to somebody else. I'm going to regret that for a while, I think.
Yeah, probably. Dude, speaking of jerseys, how about these new MLB jerseys? We kind of went off on it last week in our group chat, but it like every time, every picture got worse. These new jerseys are pathetic.
You know, they are. They're horrible. But you know what I think it's even worse? No matter what, it's going to be the new norm because Manfred said so, which is just fucked up. And you know what? We'll just get used to it, which is terrible too.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like I'm hating on it. I'm vehemently against this. But in 3 months when baseball's on and it's May, we're just going to be like used to look. We'll be just like square. Our eyes will be like transfixed on the pitcher all the time with their little fucking little name.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it'll be tough. Dude, I am very excited for baseball to be back. I miss it dearly.
I can't take it, bro. I'm so ready. I'm so fucking ready, Ollie.
I've got 3 fantasy baseball leagues this year. I'm very excited for all of them. And that's probably going to be the main focus on for baseball this year because the Red Sox aren't going to be very much fun. I'm strongly considering getting cable so I can watch more baseball.
What channel are you looking forward to?
NESN and MLB Network. That's
why I have it too, bro.
Neither of those are on YouTube TV. And I'm considering that. So more to come on that. From a personal note, I had something else to say, but I forgot what it was.
Well, I think that's what.
For the season, baseball season, we see how long we can actually do this, but we should have a little SSB picks on petition every day that we post on Twitter. We keep a running record and see who does the best at the end of the year between the four of us.
So what are we picking, Ollie?
Just like your favorite baseball bet of the day.
Okay.
It's a good way for Josh to stay involved too when he can, because you know he can't always make it on here these days, but I feel like just a little quick baseball pick of the day can keep him involved, and you know Gilly will be back on the airwaves here soon. And then obviously he would definitely be into it. So just a little idea out there. See, maybe we can keep that idea in the back of our head. That would be kind of fun to do. See if we can actually stick with it, stick with something for once, and and see who comes out on top in the air. Because I don't know if you remember this, but the Just Baseball Gambling Advice Show, hosted by Peter Apple, former guest of the program, was won by yours truly amongst a bunch of other people. So, you know, high expectations around these parts.
Hey, goddamn, I forgot that happened, Ollie, but God bless your World Series soul.
Tickets, remember?
Yeah, I do. What happened with that?
I'm cashing them in for opening day tickets to Fenway.
That was an option?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he came to me when it happened. I'm like, Yeah, I don't really want to go to either of these games. Like,
Oh
I said
shit.
I would go if the Orioles made it because that was kind of close. Beautiful ballpark. I think that
Yeah.
would have been really cool. But anywhere else, I was like, eh, Philly. I said I would have went to Philly, but they didn't make it.
I'm surprised that you wait, so who it was Rangers. Yeah, that's right. It was Rangers and Diamondbacks.
Yeah, it's just like, do I want to fly to Texas? No.
It's just it was only the tickets. It was just obviously just the tickets. It wasn't the
Yeah, so
fucking
it's just like, you know what, how about I cash these in for like a couple opening day tickets? And he said, yeah, we can do that. So
Oh, hey,
I'll
hell
do
yeah.
Fenway Park opening day again for the third year in a row.
Hell yeah. Well, if you need somebody to go with
Excited.
you, get your boy. Let's ride.
Yeah, for
I'll
sure.
just
I'm gonna take the train up there this time though. I'm not gonna drive.
Yeah, fuck driving.
I took the train for Marathon Monday. Much better experience than
Would you
finding a
take
parking
Amtrak or
spot.
fucking what?
Whatever one goes. No, not Amtrak. The T goes from TF Green, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, so I just took that, and then it's like a mile walk from one of the stations.
Well, respect.
A nice walk too, not like a sketchy ass walk.
When's Red Sox opening day?
I actually don't know.
April 9th at
What
2:10.
day of the
Oh, playing the
week
Orioles.
is that? Oh, it's a Saturday? No, that's March. April 9th is a Tuesday.
Okay.
They're playing the Orioles.
Yep.
Well, I'll be there if anybody wants to meet up at any point. Hopefully it's warmer than last year. That was
That
brutal.
was so cold, man.
That was terrible.
That was
And
all
also,
time.
I also want to say I am a seat snob now because I went to two games last year. It was that game and Marathon Monday. And on Marathon Monday, I went with my brother and he got us decent seats and then he upgraded us at some point to right behind the on deck circle for a pretty reasonable price. And maybe it was because of the weather that day, but I'm like a field box guy now. I think I would rather spend the extra money and really enjoy my time because why the fuck not at this point? Like
Absolutely, man.
why am I skimping out over 50 bucks these like when I'm doing that? I'm only going a couple times a year. If I'm only going a couple times a year, I'm gonna spend fucking good money on goddamn good seats.
You think about skipping out $50, but when you get into Fenway, it's an extra 50 every 10 seconds when you're walking around that fucking stadium.
I don't care, dude. You know what?
Yeah.
Don't care. I'm
Don't
there
care.
two, three, maybe four times a year. I'm gonna fucking just spend money when I go there and enjoy myself.
I respect
And
that.
maybe I'm giving into, a lot of people are gonna say, how are you gonna spend money for John Henry when he's not spending money on a team? Well, you know what, dude? I don't fucking care. I want to go enjoy a game at Fenway Park a few times a year, so let me do that. Fuck,
You
I'm
know
not
what?
gonna buy
Fuck cancel
anything there.
culture.
I'll spend the money on my tickets, my overpriced as shit tickets.
Get a
I'll
sausage.
enjoy sausage and peppers, even though I don't like peppers. I will enjoy my $12 Bud Lights or $17 or however much they are, and I will have a damn good time.
With you, Ali. Unfortunately, even though I'll be boycotting the Fenway as much as I can, I will definitely indulge. And you know what? But the other thing is, we have to hit Woo Sox games. I don't care what you
Okay,
fucking
all right.
say. All right?
You coordinate it, like I said last year, and I'll see what I can do.
Respect. We'll see about
Yeah. We'll see.
exactly.
All
Yeah.
right.
But I'm definitely down. I'm
All
definitely
right.
fucking
Okay.
we I promise you I will make something happen with Woo Sox this year.
All
Especially we got
right.
Ed Hand there all the time.
True. We do owe it to him. He says it's a incredible experience. You say it is. So we'll try
I
to
promise you,
coordinate
dude. I'm
something with our
not.
boy Ed
It's
Hand
not a
and meet him
fucking.
up there.
It's not a fucking joke. It's really. It's a great stadium. Great
Yeah.
fucking baseball experience. I know. It's a. I'd be a hard ass too, but it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Just
All
do it,
right.
Ollie. Just fucking do it, bro.
All right, dude. We'll be back next week. Let's get some guests lined up here. Gilly's attendance undetermined at the moment. Josh, you know how it goes when he can make it, we make it happen. Until then, I'll work some magic, get some guests lined up here.
Let's go, baby.
All right,
Ollie,
good
thanks for coming
talking.
on. Get some rest.
Absolutely. And thanks for the banger intro.
Yes, sir. And outro, too. It's coming
Yep.
soon. Trying to sing. Catch out. Chase Murphy. Oh, yeah. yo. You know who it is. The inevitable. One true host outro. Yo. Just want to say thank you guys for listening to another episode. You know, we got some weird Red Sox times ahead, so I'm excited to talk that shit with you guys. It's going to be a fun summer regardless, whether the Red Sox suck or are halfway decent, kind of fun. We'll be rolling through, you know? Yeah, but thank you guys for putting in the effort to listen to this shit. You know, Ollie and I rolled out, held it down for Joshy and Gilly today, but it's a group effort always. And I just want to say thank you to my bros. Shout out to my boy Gilly. Wonderful weekend with him. Hung out with him. Shout out to my boy Joshy Pod. Shout out to Ollie. You know, you go through shit in life sometimes, and it's always good to have the bros on your side. For real. Been very blessed in this podcast to have these bros long term. We've held this passion the whole way through. I really appreciate this podcast. I appreciate Will Tondo, House Enterprise, my boy G-Baby, James Murph, all you guys. I really do. Thank you guys for always listening, always supporting. And as serious as I may sound right now, I just gotta say, fuck McPuff. And I'll see you guys next week.